stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's May 10th. It's my birthday, folks. And I, Brigetta is not here this morning, but I have two beautiful, gorgeous guests in the studio, and we're going to spend the hour together. Good morning. We have Mia.
Hi, good morning, Sam.
Welcome to the show. And Andrea, of course.
Good morning, happy birthday.
Yeah, you're going to have to talk a lot closer to the mic.
Oh, here I am.
I should have told you before that.
It's my first time, rookie mistake.
Yeah, closer even. Pull the mic closer to you so you don't have to lean in so much.
Got it.
But you have to be close so we can hear you nice and warm. So welcome to the show. And both of you are in a play. Or a show, whatever you want to describe it.
It's a live show, yeah.
It's a live show, right? Mm-hmm. And it's called Pieces of Ass.
Pieces of Ass.
Right.
Pieces in parentheses of ass.
Right. just to clarify, right?
Yes,
right.
To clarify.
So now, why the name? I mean, how did they get the name this way?
I think
what's the meaning of it?
Well, that's probably a really good question for Brian Howie, the creator of the show, rather than us. But
yeah.
I think it was just, you know, sort of his theory is they're not monologues. That you know what we come out and do, it's not a play. It's not they're not monologues. They're not speeches. They're pieces.
Right.
Pieces that are a collaboration of you know the girls and their story and working with Brian together to create a piece of us. You
right.
know, of what's something that is relative to us. So. I think that's where it started, and then you know you add a little cliffhanger,
yeah.
a little bit of something to get the attention of everybody, and I think it was a really well thought out.
So there is a cliffhanger on the show.
Yeah, well, no.
Or you just
you
said
never
that.
Know. You never know.
Yeah, I guess that.
Each piece is different. You don't know what you're gonna get with each girl, and I think we're all kind of full of surprises. So
right.
Who knows?
Yeah. So now we had two women from the play from the show. Before and so we got some information on it, but I'm sure a lot of people still want to find out about it. That's why I invited you in here. And so this is like, is this like improvisation, or do you have like a pre-written role? I mean, you know exactly what you're going to say, right?
Well, for the most part, I mean, these are all like these are real life, our true stories.
Oh, really? They are.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So everybody comes up with her own true story.
Yes, and we collaborate with Brian and Shelley, and we try to make it something that is our own, as well as, of course, crowd-pleasing. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it's fun. It's a process, but it's really fantastic. I'm really glad to be a part of it.
Really? So now they rotate. How long are you going to be on the show?
I have no idea. Honestly,
really?
When they did the show at the Fonda Theater, mm-hmm. I at that point didn't have a full piece, but I did a little short film in front of a green screen and they played it throughout the show.
Right.
And after that, they're like, "Oh, well, you did so well with that. Let's see if you can handle a full piece."
Uh-huh.
So I auditioned to have a piece that way, and we've just been working up towards it ever since. So.
Sounds good. And Andrea, how did you find out about the show? Did you audition like everybody else, or
did
you have connections?
I connections a little bit. My girlfriend Betsy Cox.
You're gonna have to talk to the mic,
okay.
Or we'll end the show quickly.
Okay, my goodness, wow, I'm now eating the mic, people.
Yeah. You'll see when you listen to the replay, you'll see I was right.
Okay, got it. I'm here, Sam. I'm here to make it work.
Awesome.
Sound good. My girlfriend Betsy Cox was a part of the show at the Fonda.
Right.
She was the hostess. She was amazing. And
yes.
I've done a couple sketches and shorts and fun projects with her. And she invited me. I saw her post on Facebook, and then I just did my research. You know,
oh.
I Googled it right away, and I was like, this sounds pretty awesome. And
right.
I honestly, you know, I hadn't heard of it before.
Right.
So I was really curious to know more about it. So I got a ticket. I went to the show. It was probably the most expensive ticket I've actually paid for in LA. But it was, I left going, I didn't even drink any alcohol. Okay. I've been on a no drinking thing. It was, I was really impressed. I was just blown away by the women, their stories. I felt like I related to all of them in some way. And it was a really fun night. So I was trying to find out, you know, I asked, I'm like, you have to introduce me to the director. Well, funny enough, kind of while I was waiting to go in, someone had introduced me to Brian out in the sort of red carpet area very briefly. So I met him very, very briefly before the show. And then after, I didn't really see him again. But, you know, the next few days after the show, I just stalked my friend Betsy and sent her emails and said, get my stuff to him. I want to be in this show.
I want to be in the show.
So one thing led to another. And yeah, it's been a process as well. I mean, there's a profile of fun questions that you answer that take you on a real sort of soulful journey of yourself and self-reflection. And it's really cool. I've enjoyed the process a lot. But yeah, it's not
That's
like
awesome.
You just get in.
Right.
It's definitely not easy to get
in. So I think both of us feel very honored and privileged to get to be a part of it. And yeah, we don't know how long we'll be a part of it. It sort of depends on the rotation, depends on the talent that they, you know, bring on board. And so
as soon as the director gets bored with everybody, he rotates, right?
He rotates, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the idea is, though, he really does want each girl to try to do it, at least more than one.
Right,
the goal
is
not to just come in and have a one-off, because that one-off experience, he says, goes by so fast that he really wants everyone to experience
to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And Mia, how did you find out about it?
I actually found out about it through Shelley. She's kind of the new kid on the block with this whole organization. And funny enough, we actually met going to Vegas. When I went to Vegas for my first time, I was with another female friend of mine, and she brought Shelley along, and that's how we met. And then when Shelley started getting into this, she sort of emailed me and was like, hey, you know, I've got this project I want to talk to you about, see if you might be interested. And I was like, yes, definitely. I had a meeting with Brian, and it's just pretty much been a process of working my way up, starting with the meetings and the auditions, then the short film, and then some more auditioning and some more auditioning and answering the questions, and then finally coming up with my own piece.
Right.
So
it must make you feel pretty good when there's dozens of women, you know, competing for the same thing, and then you get in, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You feel like, hey, you know, I've got something that other people don't, you know. Sounds good. Now, so have you been an actress for a while?
I have, yes. I started acting when I was 9 years old.
Really?
I was in the American Girl show.
Oh my God.
It was just in Chicago. It was before New York, before L.A. And and I did that for like 3 years, and it was amazing. And after that, I started doing some more commercial work, and then I started doing some films, and then I moved out here, and I'm doing some TV, and it's just funny to now come back to doing a live show, because I haven't done that since Chicago, you know, since I was a kid growing up there.
Wow.
And I thought I was kind of done with all that. I'm like, no, I'm going to, you know, do commercials and film and TV. And, you know, I like the camera more than a live audience. But now I've totally been bit by the bug again.
Really?
And I'm so excited to perform live.
Yeah, that's
what
people say. You know, it's like it's really pleasant to be in front of a crowd and everything, because you get like immediate response.
Yeah.
Is that how you feel as well?
Absolutely. I mean, I grew up a dancer, so I was doing ballet and tap and jazz and tumbling and all that since a little girl, and always felt so much comfort being on stage, and clearly a lot different than even doing theater, because I'm only dancing.
Right.
And then when I moved to LA many, many years ago, I made the transition from dancer into actress. Because I too fell in love with I was doing showcases in an actor's workshop, and I just suddenly was like, whoa, I get to talk? This is amazing.
Yeah.
And I just found a real sense of passion, sort of tapping into all these emotions and, you know, different personalities and things like that throughout the years. And I've only done two plays, but they changed my life as an actress
really?
And made me really believe in myself in a way that I don't think I had before.
Right.
And it is due a lot to the immediate response of the audience and right. and the work that you put in to right. being prepared to be on a live stage is right. it really kind of it snaps yourself into gear, you
right.
know,
and
you
like and yeah. it's not easy.
You don't get three and four takes or however many you want.
Right.
You get one shot.
And you right. got to memorize all the lines and everything, right?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
I mean, the great thing with this one is, again, there are stories, so it's less memorization and more and more just, I think, the freeing experience of also knowing that we're probably going to have interruptions. We like to be interactive with the audience,
right.
so you never know where you might get thrown a little, and you just want to stay on the path of the narrative and the point that we're also trying to convey.
Right. Where are you originally from? You moved here from another place.
Missouri.
Oh, really? Missouri.
Yeah, the show me state. Go ahead, Sam, make a joke. I got it pretty bad when I first moved here. I needed to get rid of those license plates immediately.
Really?
Yes.
I still have mine. My Illinois license plate.
Don't say that too loud. Oops. You've been here for a while.
Well, technically, the car isn't under
Who
my
cares?
Name, so I can get away with it that way.
Who cares?
I'm not being right. illegal.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
And you moved from Chicago?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah,
how
I grew
long
up
ago
in the
did you move?
Northwest suburbs. I've been here for almost 3.5 years now.
Wow.
Take that plus 10 for me. I've got 13 years here. It's crazy. It flies
really?
By. Yes, Sam. It means I'm having an extreme amount of fun because it has flown by. Like, I just can't even believe it.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. I mean, not many people stay here that long. You know, a lot of people come out here and they're like, wow, that's not for me. You know.
Yeah.
So what made you move? I mean, you were a dancer, right? Did you
right.
become an actress back there?
No, not at all. Mm. Literally, I danced professionally here for about 3 years, but I had jumped into an acting showcase that I briefly mentioned right away. And my coach, Bobby Chance, who's just an amazing woman, she really takes a liking to dancers.
Mm.
And I think because the first scene she ever gave me was the orgasm scene from when Harry Met Sally.
No way. Mm.
And I had to do that, you know, in front of everybody, and I did it with... No, nothing held back. That I think she just fell in love with the fact that I was really open and kind of ballsy in a way, I guess.
Right.
And that became, you know, I felt like, wow, I love this. I love being outgoing and funny and goofy and all that stuff. So I made the transition from dancing into acting because I realized, you know, it is tough to spread yourself so thin. You've got to
right.
kind of narrow it down a little bit. And so I've been doing acting for, I would say, 10 years. And every year has been a better year for me, so it's kept me here. I love it. I don't feel like, you know, I feel like I'm paying my dues, and I definitely work really hard, and I'm very happy to still be here working hard because
yeah,
I think it's
yeah.
worth it, you know?
So you wanted to move to Hollywood, what, for your dancing? You weren't thinking of acting at the time.
No, I right out of college, I jumped to a job in Japan. I was Cinderella
really?
In Sleeping Beauty for Tokyo Disneyland. I spent 8 months there on a contract, and I was dancing in a face character, and that experience is what gave me sort of the ambition and the motivation to move somewhere other than back to Missouri.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that'll wake you up real quick. You throw yourself into a foreign country you know nothing about.
Yeah.
But
were you from a small town?
I am. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm from a little bitty town called Forestell.
Uh-huh.
I went to high school in a little town called Wentzville. it's grown a ton since I've moved away, but St. Charles County is sort of the area that I'm from.
Oh. Okay.
But yeah, small town, about 45 minutes west of St. Louis.
So it's quite a change to move out here. Obviously,
very
and
much.
To the big city and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Did you up and leave by yourself, or did you have someone with you that you moved with?
No, I did. I my mom and dad gave me the swift kick out the door and said,
oh,
"There's
wow.
your car. Head out west, girl." They
That's the way to do it.
I had a handful of acquaintances here that I had done a job actually in Chicago with a Disney job dancing when I was a sophomore in college. And several of those dancers lived in L.A.
Right.
So I had, like, these acquaintances here and there. But, no, it was definitely a lonely shift.
Oh, wow.
I have a lot of friends growing up. I'm still best friends with my first grade, second grade, best girlfriends, you know, college girlfriends. So it was a scary move.
I can't imagine. Yeah, I mean, it's a big move, and you don't really know anybody, you know. And,
right. Yeah, you're lucky you at least had acquaintances. I didn't have anybody. I was, like, 19. I jumped on a plane, shipped my car out, lived in, like, a hotel for a week. I went on Westside Rentals, and I'm like, okay, where's the one-bedroom apartment I can live in? And then moved in all my stuff. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to survive.
Oh, man, I don't know if I couldn't have done it without. I had at least had a acquaintance's couch I posted up on for, like, a week and, you know, that sort of thing.
Right. Now, what were you doing before you moved to L.A.? In Chicago.
In Chicago, yeah. I was doing modeling and acting stuff.
Oh,
you
okay.
Know,
so,
and,
so you already got into acting before you moved here.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. Like I said, when I was 9 years old, I got into the theater, and then right. from then, I got the headshots and all that, and started doing commercial work and short films and student films, and then I got my SAG card. Well, uh-huh. now SAG-AFTRA.
Right.
since the merge. But yeah, and after pretty much.
So
after
you decided
I got my
you're
going
to move to Hollywood too by yourself?
Oh yeah, I always knew it since
really?
I was young, and wow. I came here on a family vacation, uh-huh. and
wow.
I was like, I love this. This is where I want to be
wow.
one day.
Yeah.
And sure enough, yeah, I was fortunate enough to graduate high school a year early mm-hmm. and go to college and get my associates done. So I, you know, I made all the goals that, you know, that I had set for myself through schooling. And I'm like, okay, right. I have done everything I wanted to do here. Mm-hmm. I am ready to take the next step.
Wow. So. I'm lucky, I have to say, or not lucky. Maybe it's not lucky. I felt quite sheltered in a way to LA or Hollywood mm-hmm. in a big way. And I didn't really even discover that there was an interest in being here mm-hmm. until those amazing Gap commercials came out.
Yeah.
And I think it was when I was graduating from college even. So it was a while ago. And it was these Gap commercials that had all these dancers in them uh-huh. that I thought were fascinating. And I remember looking at the TV going, I'm going to be in one of those.
Really?
Like, I'm going to do that.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it really was dancing for me that kind of led here, but it wasn't, I didn't know I wanted to be an actress. I didn't, I've been doing little sketches and skits since like I've had that giant Panasonic VHS you could put on your shoulder. But I always just thought I was a clown, you know, and I like to like make little commercials and stuff with my girlfriends. But this yeah. whole acting thing has been a really beautiful discovery for me. And I think
yeah.
hopefully that's why I don't seem jaded yet. And I'm still excited to be doing it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, that's a good sign because you've been here for a while, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about you? Do you love it here?
Oh, I do.
Really?
I love it so much, yeah. especially in the winter. I do not miss the Chicago winters yeah. at all.
And that's interesting to me because people that come from climate like this, they say you never get used to the cold, huh? I mean, you grow up there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, and you still never get used to it.
I can never get used to it. That's why it drives me nuts. If I'm on set and then we start working outside and then we're on mm-hmm. location and it's freezing and I'm acting in like a little shorts and a tank top
oh,
or something
gosh.
And they're like on the beach and it's windy and freezing. They're like, look warm, look warm, you look cold.
Yeah.
Like, you're from Chicago.
Right.
And I'm always like, F you, cold is cold. Like, it doesn't matter where you're from. If you're cold, you're going to feel it.
Right.
That's true.
It is crazy how we suddenly feel like we're cold when it's 62 here, and it's,
right.
you know, you go home to
oh,
Missouri or Chicago, and it's like, you know, it's 4
well,
below.
It's all relative, though, because here we don't dress for cold,
right.
you know, so that's what happens. We're in T-shirts and jeans, and then it gets to be 60, 55, and yeah, it's cold, you know.
Right.
So you have to put on a jacket and stuff, right?
Yeah, in Chicago, we're prepared. Yeah. Like, we, you know, we go out of the house with the earmuffs and the scarves and the gloves
good.
And five jackets
yeah.
and boots.
Yeah, exactly.
yeah. But I always say that, you know, in those kind of climates, though, there's a better opportunity for fashion and everything because you're wearing more clothes. I mean,
right.
here, all we have is shorts
yes.
and T-shirts, you know? So how much statement can you make that way? But,
get
you know, when you go,
Sam. Find some accessories, Holmes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the scarves and the long
I
coats
agree.
And things like that, you know? I mean,
yeah.
that's like, it really adds to the style and
it
everything.
Does.
But here, you know, it's if you want to wear something nice, it's still for women it's easy, but for men it's still the shirt and the pants. You
right.
know?
Well, it's funny when I first moved here, my first winter out here. I mean, I just kind of assumed that it was floral dresses and flip flops all year round.
Really?
Like, I didn't really realize that it kind of gets chilly, and the winter fashion does still apply. Like
uh-huh.
I can still wear my boots and a cute
yeah.
jacket.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay, I got to make another trip. Hoping to bring all my winter stuff out here.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. So do you go back sometimes to visit your family?
I do. I go home as much as I can possibly afford. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I go home about four times a year if I can. I have
four
amazing nieces, and their birthdays are sort of timed out perfectly with the seasons.
Oh, nice.
So it's kind of cool the way it works out. Yeah. And my mom and dad, they're going strong for like 41 years, I think, now. And
wow.
I feel very blessed to be able to go home and like I said, still see my best girlfriends I've had since first and second grade. And you nice. Know, all my family's back there. So, yeah, I try to make it back as much as I can. Keep
nice.
My roots.
Do you have any siblings at all?
I do. One older brother who has the four daughters.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He's got his hands full.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes, one older brother. That's it.
Yeah. Do you have plans for kids, too, eventually?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Love
I think
kids.
I think it's kind of crazy that I didn't really picture myself maybe where I'm at my age not having a family yet.
Right.
But, you know, I believe in the sort of the road that's been laid out for me, and I just trust
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, what's the rush, you know?
Exactly. And I teach dance still. That's how I still get
really?
My passion out there. And I teach little kids, like 2 to 8-year-olds, at this gorgeous little studio called Sophie Dance. And it helps with not wanting to have my own soon in a great way. In a way,
right.
meaning I love working with them. And it's helped me, I think, not have that real, like, oh, my gosh, I need to have kids.
It's yeah.
Because I get to be around them so much, and I enjoy
That's
it.
That's true,
know?
Yeah. Yeah, you and know? Eventually you'll have your own, you know. I mean, the way I see it is only get married if you feel you can't ever live with that person again, you
yeah,
know?
Right.
If it's anything else, you know, it's just an excuse to get married, you
sure.
know? And it's not going to last. Because, yeah, you're going to be seeing that person every day for the rest of your life. You,
right.
know? You better like them, you know.
Right, yeah. Exactly. What about you, Sam? Do you have kids?
I do have grown kids already. Yeah,
nice.
They're 20. They're turning, their birthdays are next month also. So, yeah, early 20s.
Nice.
And stuff. So, yeah, it makes me feel old, man.
Well, speaking of which, because it's your birthday today, I feel like we should sing you happy birthday.
Oh. It is my birthday. In fact, I lined up a song here. Let's play
yeah.
this one.
Oh, there we go.
Happy birthday to you.
There
awesome.
We go.
I love it, Sam.
Just so people don't forget.
No, we won't let him forget.
Yay. Happy birthday, Sam.
Thank you.
Yay.
Thanks. So it's funny because the other day I was posting on Facebook. I thought, wow, damn, my birthday's in 2 days. You know, I didn't even realize it because birthdays to me are not like a big deal until it happens, you know.
Mm.
And so I suddenly remembered that. So people started wishing me happy birthday 2 days before my birthday, you know. So it was kind of cool, you know. Some people say they celebrated the whole week, the whole month, you know. Which sounds good, you know, I mean, because you feel so good on your birthday, you know.
It's true. I think I have a lot of those friends out there, a lot of promoter friends, too, who like to milk it. Before you know it, it's like every Friday of the month has
yeah.
been, come celebrate my birthday.
Yeah, mine was pretty chill. Mine was just last Friday, actually, the 3rd.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah, me.
Yeah.
I just had a birthday.
I turned 23.
Wow, congratulations.
But my mom came
it's
in
It's
got
to be tough to be that old, huh?
And, oh, my gosh, I know.
Oh, God.
It's so
I
fun
know.
When you're 23
amazing.
How you just want to broadcast your age.
Yeah. what I wouldn't give to be 23 again.
Right?
So
mine's coming up. I'm around the corner, June 1st.
Oh, really?
Ah,
wow.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about how old I am, okay?
Okay, we won't.
But I feel good. I think age is just a number.
You look my
yeah.
age anyway.
Oh, listen to you.
Yeah,
thanks,
you
girl.
Look tremendous. I mean, it doesn't matter how old you are, you know. That's the thing is that I think if you have the if you can take care of yourself and keep up your looks and everything, it doesn't really matter, you know.
I agree.
Or maybe it does, you know. I mean, I don't know. Once you start getting wrinkled and everything, you know, it's a whole different ball
That's
game.
That's true,
you know?
Boy. Those wrinkles, they just come, don't they?
Yeah. So for those of you just joining us, we're talking to Mia and Andrea from Pieces of Ass. That's a show that's playing in L.A. When is the next appearance?
It's the 17th.
The
May
17th.
17th. So in a week.
Oh, in a week.
Actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
May 17th. And then, so it's about every week, right? Or something
it's
like that.
It's once a month.
Oh,
it's
once a month.
Friday
I'm sorry.
Every month.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
17th May and then June 21st. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's going to be where?
At the Roosevelt Hotel.
At the Roosevelt Hotel.
Yes. It's going to okay. be in Beecher's Madhouse. We're using their venue. So.
Oh, nice.
Yes, it's
Beecher's
a madhouse,
Madhouse,
that's for sure.
Beecher's Madhouse, what's that? Is that like a theater or something?
It's it's a nightclub slash like Vegas show slash craziness slash it has a little stage, and I think was it Wednesdays and Saturday nights?
Yeah, I think so.
And it's crazy. They have people dressed up like Big Bird and Cookie Monster, and
really?
They have midgets dressed up like Oompa Loompas that fly from the ceiling carrying your bottle. So if you order a bottle service to your table, they will fly on the ceiling and lower down directly, giving you your bottle that way.
So we're going to stress that, although, yes, that's Beecher's Madhouse on its nights, we are using the venue for our residency of Pieces of Ass. But it will not be incorporating what goes on a Beecher's night.
Right. And if you guys want to find out more, the website is piecesla.com. So you can check that out, and there's some pictures and stuff as well. It's funny that you got a hold of Betsy, because she's one of the women that were here before.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and she's a lot of fun, you know.
She's great.
Like so out there, you know.
Yes, she is. I actually know her sisters as well, and so I met her through one of her sisters.
Oh, okay.
She's great. Yeah, like I said, we've done some fun sketches together, and she's just she's a hoot. Like, I absolutely adore her. I think she's one of those.
Yeah, she's funny. Yeah. She did a great job at the Fonda Theater.
She did.
Wow. So, but she's not on this rotation, right?
She's not. A poor thing. She's actually celebrating. I mean, poor thing.
Yeah.
Her husband planned this amazing engagement celebration, their anniversary celebration.
Oh, nice.
I think she's going on a trip somewhere fabulous. So she won't be in town, unfortunately. But she's. I know she's dying to get back on stage and do the next show. So
really?
We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool. So how many girls are there? I mean, I'm trying to count the ones on the stage there, but about how many are on the...
I think there is, I think including Caroline, our resident DJ, I think there's 11 or 13.
See, it's hard to tell because we also have dancers.
Yeah,
like
there's
four
dancers.
We have other little, you know, bits and pieces of it. That like we have the full pieces, and then we have other little numbers on the side.
I feel like there's 9 pieces. We should have done our homework, Sam. We didn't.
That's okay. It's not that crucial, you know.
Right.
That we know exactly how many.
Either way, they're all super hot. So
a lot of hot girls going to be on the stage at the Roosevelt.
Right.
May 17th. Yes.
Yeah. Well, if you guys are any indication, yeah, they'll be hot. You got the Denise Richard thing going on, huh?
Oh, really?
Did people tell you that?
No. I mean,
really?
I've gotten a lot of different people. I haven't gotten her, but that's
I see it.
I like that too.
Yeah, I know. It's gotta be tough to be hot looking, huh?
Oh.
Yeah. But you know what? I was thinking about that. It's like, as a woman, and when you're attractive, excuse me. I need to cough.
You alright?
I'm fine. Mm-hmm. It's like you never can go and just be left alone, right? I mean, people are always hitting on you, right? Is that true?
Go ahead. I'll let you, 23. You answer this one.
Yeah, 23.
Like, definitely when I'm out, if I'm hanging out with my guy friends, they're very protective of me. Like, if one of them's got to, go to the bathroom and be like, yo, bro, like, keep an eye on her. Like, I'll be right back. You know, I don't want anything to happen to her. It's like, you know, I'm a little tough. Like, I can hold my own.
I think, too, you know, I have to say, I think what has a lot to do with it is where you are as a woman. Like, if you're with somebody and you're excited to be with somebody, then you have a different presence about yourself when you're roaming the streets or when you're out and about. And then I think there's times when you're really available and you're really open to meeting someone, you have a different air about you.
That's true.
So I think sometimes, you know, you could be really annoyed by how much you're being bothered, but truthfully, you might be putting it out there hey, I'm available and I'm ready to mingle, you know? And the other times you're a little more,
you know,
exactly. And other times you're a little more closed off. You're a little more, you know, when I don't want to be bothered, I'm very focused on my pacing. My pacing is like I'm focused on where I'm headed. And
Oh, yes. You know, like the eyes straight forward. Like even though you feel eyes on you, it's like, nope, don't even look in those peripherals. No.
Right.
Right.
And that's usually when I'm traveling to and fro to auditions, you know, walking down the street in some attire that I'm sure is deserving of being oogled at or whistled at. But I also want to go. Like I'm on a mission. Don't bother me. Don't whistle at me. I'm focused. I'm heading to my casting.
Oh, yeah. Get a girl.
Yeah, that's the LA walk, you know, when you don't pay attention to anything around you.
Right.
You're posing.
Yeah. That's true, the LA walk. I like that. Very different than the New York walk, I think, isn't
it? Oh, yeah, New York. Yeah. Yeah. Although New York, you know, I mean, it does have the reputation of everybody doing their own thing and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that you're around people a lot, you know, in the crowds and public and stuff, you're more aware of people.
Right.
You know, whereas here we're in the cars all the time, so it's like people don't know how to relate to each other. You
wow,
know?
I know. People have gotten so mean in their cars, I have to say. I mean, it really is.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's kind of some days really hurts my heart to just be driving around this town because people are so mean. I mean, pulling out of my driveway alone, I live in a structure and coming out on a very busy street in the mornings, and there's people that park on along the side, so it's very hard. You have to inch your way out, and they drive so fast down this. It's, mind you, it's like a 25-mile zone, okay?
Wow.
And, you know, I'll kind of tap my horn or inch my way out, and it's just constant horns and flipping me the bird every time. And it's like gives me so much anxiety to start my day just pulling out of my driveway.
Yeah.
I'm like, darn it, I got to find a less busy street to have to pull out on.
Yeah. So now do you find that L.A. men are like in a certain way, or are there different kinds? I mean, because people say, you know, when you move to a place, you sort of become like the people there. So I don't know, because many women are saying, you know, I don't know about LA men, blah, blah, blah. But what do you think?
What do I think about
LA
men?
Yeah, I mean, what have been your impressions so far?
I mean, honestly, I've been trying to stay very focused on my career. I really haven't dated too much out here. I've been, I've been trying to keep, you know, my head on my shoulders and not be distracted by boys.
I'll say that's a good thing. I did that too. I think I moved here when I was 22, and wow, I just gave my age away, didn't I? And but no, it's good. I think you're on a good path. But you know,
because I do find that if I, you know, if I'm dating somebody, like I put my whole heart into a relationship. I give them my world, and right now I'm at a point in my life where I need to focus on me and get where I want to be before I can give my all to another person.
Right.
Because I want to be able to give them my all and not be like, oh, I can only give you half of me because the other half is super focused.
Right.
So I want to...
And that amazes me that women can be like that. I mean, men can't be without dating. I mean, what is this, you know? But it's cool because, like you said, you can focus and things like that. But, I mean, I don't see... Well, I guess it could distract you from your career, huh? When you're dating someone and stuff.
Yeah,
there's just
definitely
too many demands on you in that, you know. Yeah.
So finding the balance.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah.
What has been your impression of the men in LA?
You know, I think truthfully I am kind of a, I guess, you know, like I said, my parents have been married for 41 years. So I come from the idea that I innately want to believe that all guys are good.
Right.
For some reason I want them all to think that like they're going to be like my dad who treats my mom really well.
Right.
And they have a great communicative relationship and they both work hard and blah, 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 blah. Now, I do know and have realized that is not the case,
right.
But I've had a very good experience here. I've had, you know, my couple first years were just dating and had a lot of fun and met some great guys. And then I was with a particular person for a very significant amount of time and had a great experience with him. Lovely, lovely person. And in the end, you know, it didn't work out. That ended a couple of years ago. But since then, I will say I have found it more challenging because I'm older, I'm wiser, I spent a significant amount of time with somebody that I thought was really fabulous. And so when you separate yourself from that, you now you're looking for at least that.
Right.
You know, and then some.
And you're at a point in your life where you're ready to start a family and stuff?
I want a family. I'm
right.
ready. The place where I'm at, Sam, is to fall in love with somebody great who ideally would want those same things.
Right.
I'm not like, oh my God, I got to get married. Oh my gosh, I have to have kids.
Yeah.
I'm not there. I really
want
to find that partnership, that person that wants those things, but I'm in no rush.
Right.
I honestly just really want to know that I have a strong foundation with somebody before I journey into that. You know?
Right.
Now,
if it was so wonderful, though, why did it end?
No, I don't want to get into too many personal things, but, you know, we all moved here a lot of reasons to do something and to make something of ourselves. And sometimes that may take precedent over, the person that you're with. And right. not that that did, but my patience, it was yeah. a long time, you yeah. know, and I just wanted to know that the road I was heading down, we were on the same page.
Right.
And
yeah.
ideally, I just don't know that we were. So, yeah. you know, but again, I'm also very accepting of, I want that person to have everything they see for themselves,
right.
you know, so it's like, it's easier to just let go and go, let's find the right person.
Yeah,
you know what
true.
I mean? But I have to say, I think there's great, great people in this city.
Yeah.
And I don't think that just because you moved here to with a dream and to do something, and I wish I could remind everybody of that. I don't think anyone really wants to be alone.
Mm.
I think everybody does want to find
right.
love and find someone to share their ups and downs with. So it's although you can stay focused and you do. It's a challenge to find the balance, and it really
right.
does. It's timing and it's finding a person who understands that in you.
Right.
Know?
Yeah. So. And you know, plus in this town there are like millions of people. You know, you can't make generalizations about everybody. You know, I remember
right.
at one point when I was down, I hated the town. I hated the people. You know, but it's about you. It's not about the place you're at. You know, because
right.
if you're not happy, you move. But if you stay there, you gotta love the place. You know,
yeah.
otherwise it's hard to live like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I you know just realized that I need to meet the right people. You know, sometimes you don't, but it doesn't mean the whole town is like that.
Exactly.
Right.
You know,
I completely agree.
Yeah.
I feel like LA is like the melting pot of the melting pot.
It is.
Like, everybody here has come from
somewhere else. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. It is a melting pot here. And that's the cool thing about it. We have the diversity and everything,
mm-hmm.
you know. So for those who are racist, that's not the place to be.
No. No, it is not.
They
at
wouldn't
all.
Feel in their element at
exactly.
all.
Exactly. Be in trouble.
Yeah. So now back to the show. So so now, when you tell your story and everything, I guess you have to think about the story first and present it to the director, right? And then
right.
if it's okay, does he get involved in the dialogue or monologue or whatever it is that you do?
Yeah. They help us out
so
quite
they edit
a bit.
Out
I mean, me personally, I'm not really the best writer. I will admit that. So I needed quite a bit of help. I had to go through probably about... I want to say 6 different piece ideas until we found one that
really?
That worked for me and would work uh-huh. for the crowd. So
okay, was that like a pleasant experience in your life? The piece that you're
oh
doing?
Yeah, for
yeah.
sure. Oh, definitely. And if you come to see the show, you will find out.
Yeah. I think most of us are talking about pieces that have brought us either humor or joy or some great profound experience that has led us to thinking the way we think today.
Right.
There's
you know?
Definitely a lot of feeling
yeah.
put into everyone's piece.
Yeah.
Right.
They're
but
fun.
Now it doesn't have to be sexual or anything,
no,
right? Whatever
no.
it is that you pick. Yeah.
Yeah,
you see,
no,
if I were the director, I'd say it's got to be sexual or you're out of the show.
Some of them are. I mean, all, you know, that's the thing that I think what I was so pleasantly surprised with the show at the Fonda is there's a great amount of diversity through each piece, so there's not. I don't feel that it's redundant. You know, you're
right.
getting a different story by each woman.
That's
a
true.
Different experience, and you know, you don't want to go to a show where you see everyone just male bashing, or you see like everyone
right.
talking about oh these dickheads, or can I say that? Sorry,
or
whatever. It's like an evolution of experiences that we've had that have been like in potentially a good outcome.
Right.
You know, so. I think that's what's fun, and that's why it becomes empowering for women
yes.
and
enlightening for
men.
Is that the motto?
Pretty much. I mean, it makes sense.
It really is.
Really what it's all about.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, when I think the show really is kind of for women, but it's so fun for men to be able to get a little peek into the
No,
inside,
absolutely.
You know,
I mean, I sat through the vagina monologues, and that was fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But your show is not like that, right? Or, I mean, is it monologues or...
No, we don't want to refer to them as monologues or... I mean, really, they are pieces. And,
okay.
and they're pieces because they're pieces of us.
Mm.
And usually when you think monologue, a monologue is something that...
It's more like a speech.
It's a speech, and it's been scripted, you
right.
know, and,
it,
and it's usually someone else's story or someone else's words, and
right.
because these are so much of our own words, they become our own piece, you know?
Right.
I guess is the best way I can describe it without, you know, trying to be Brian Howie or Shelley.
That's a way to describe it, yeah.
They're very good at what they do,
yes.
that's for sure. They just know like exactly what to say and how to make it perfect. And it's been awesome working with them.
Awesome. Now, were you able to, are you able to find other work when you're not doing this? I mean, do you find that it's easy or hard to find work for actors?
You know, we pretty much know far enough in advance when our rehearsals are. Obviously, they're pretty extensive, and we're there for quite a while during the day. But I just try to schedule work outside of when our rehearsals are. So when I know, then I say, okay, I'm available these days, or I'm not available these days. But I feel like it's definitely been worth it to put in my time and energy into the show. It's definitely been my main focus.
I feel
since
like
I became a part of it.
Yeah, no, it's. I think all of us have different schedules and different things that are going on in our lives, and we're all in different places in our careers.
Right.
I, for one, feel I'm not going to complain about it. I feel very blessed, but I'm juggling a million different things right now, and I feel very lucky that, you know, I have auditions on the regular. I'm working regularly. I feel like I'm in a great place in my career. And this is just an added asset of something where I get to express myself and perform live and invite all the great people that I've met, who I've worked with and who I've worked for. And I'm excited to share this experience. But in no way do I feel like it's taking away from my path or where I'm already headed. I feel like it's just going to add.
That's
good. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's cool. So, but as far as acting work and stuff, so you have a lot that you're juggling and stuff, so that's nice, right?
I keep
busy.
Yeah, I did. I was really blessed, and I want to give a shout-out to all my General Hospital fans and all the soap fans in general, because they really took me to a different level of even on Twitter and everything else. I worked on General Hospital for about a year and 2 months from 2010 and 11.
Oh, nice.
And I had a great role, and I just loved being a part of the show. I loved working with everyone that I worked with. And even though I got the axe and got killed off, it was an amazing experience for me. And oh my gosh, look what's happening. Sam's getting a birthday cupcake right now with a candle.
I told her not to do it, but she's doing it anyway.
It's a massive cupcake, and
thank
it's incredibly
you.
Colorful.
Aww. Thank you.
Look at that.
Well, my wife just walked in and brought me a nice cake or whatever it is.
Oh
a
my
cupcake.
Gosh.
Is it singing? Is the cupcake singing?
It is singing,
how sweet is that?
Oh my gosh.
And it was funny, because one year I got one that sings. I didn't know how to turn it off, you know. So the whole show, I almost broke it.
Well, Sam, make a wish. We don't want to, you know.
Oh, make a wish.
Make a wish and blow out your candle.
Okay, I'll make a wish.
There we go.
Oh, the trick candle.
The trick candle.
The candle, I love it.
Can't put it out. Okay. Well, we'll just keep it like this. It's cool. I like candles.
Aw, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. So I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet, but, you know, that's me. I just play it by ear.
Play it by ear. That's a good way to be.
Probably go to the marina, Santa Monica or something. You know, that's usually the nice places to hang out.
Yeah.
And things like that.
It's
you know,
a beautiful
so.
Day, so you should.
Maybe, it is maybe. A beautiful day, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in your lives now, so you happy in your life now? Do you have someone in your life at this point?
I do not.
You don't. So
no.
Okay. So you were serious about this.
My quarter ring is still the heart is still facing outwards. If anybody's Irish and knows what that is, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Cool. So you don't really miss that. You're focused on your career right now.
Correct. Yes. Okay. I'm very focused. Wow. And right now, back home in Chicago, I am an executive producer and lead actress in a film with Rough Cut Films. Yeah, I've been working with these people. They put me in my first little movie when I was like 17 years old.
Wow.
Congrats.
So
that's great.
Thank you. So yeah, I've got quite a bit on my plate to, you know, keep me busy right now.
That's cool, yeah. And, you know, I mean, I admire people that can do this. You know, I don't know that I could, because you don't have the regular paycheck and everything, you know.
Right.
It's probably a pretty stressful life to live like this. But at the same time, you do different things all the time. You enjoy the things that you do. You love what you do, you know.
That's
and
important.
I think that's
right.
That's been more important than anything, you know. I mean, people have the regular jobs and paychecks, but they're not happy going to work.
Right.
You know, they're miserable.
Right.
You know. And
no, it's truly, I think, important to find, especially being an actress. I mean, I recently got my yoga certification, and I teach yoga as well.
Yay.
And really? I did it because it's
namaste.
Namaste. I did it because I realized I hated sitting around waiting for auditions and waiting for jobs. And,
yeah.
And you have to find things that you love and that you enjoy to do, and to keep yourself balanced. Otherwise, I think you do become kind of bitter and angry and frustrated and all those things that you don't do anything to help your career. You know,
right.
All those feelings just bring you down. So I think it's, to everyone out there, you know, it's about finding the balance and finding other things outside of this that you love and you enjoy.
Exactly. And that's what some people don't realize when they move to this town and want to become actors, is that you got to find other things to do as well, you know, because I think an actor's career is most of the time just waiting.
Yeah, but when it rains, it pours.
Oh my
like
gosh.
If you get like one little gig, all of a sudden, before you know it, you've got so much going on. It's like, I had all this downtime to your friends being like, well, where did you disappear to? I haven't seen you in like a month. And it's like, I'm on a roll. I've been busy.
Wow.
And you just got to keep it going.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Amazing to me. Okay, so we're talking about Pieces of Ass, of course. The show is going to be at the... Roosevelt, right?
Roosevelt Hotel.
Which is Madhouse.
May 17th, which is a week from today, right?
That's yes.
Friday night. And so that says May 17th opening night. So I guess that's the opening night with this lineup, right? With this cast?
Yes.
Correct,
okay. So so this is the first time for you guys too, right? You haven't done this live yet.
No.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
We're the newbies.
Yeah. We're the newbies. We're excited.
Wow. And how long did you have to rehearse and stuff for this?
We've been rehearsing. I mean, that's what's great too about the rehearsals. Even though they're in these chunks of time, they are. It's available for us to make it work when it works for us, which has really been helpful for the busy actors out there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's been great. So we've been rehearsing for at least 2 or 3 weeks. I want to say everyone's pieces are getting done kind of at different
like
times.
Pretty much as soon as you know what your piece is about,
yeah.
you can kind of start rehearsing even
right.
on your own. And then they start like. Most of the rehearsals in the beginning were like you and I with Lorraine and mostly the new girls.
The new girls, yeah.
And then we, slowly bring in more and more girls to do their pieces and put it together.
And the important thing too, Brian really stresses and Shelley with us, is that they don't really want us to rehearse it overly until we have the tone down and we know exactly because it is one of those things that we don't want to seem like a rehearsal. We want to feel like it's coming out of our mouth for the first time every time. And and that's our goal, is to make it very conversational and interactive and it you know, a story.
Right.
Yeah,
we spontaneous,
a story.
You got to show that you're enjoying it and, enjoying telling it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, other than talking, do you do any acting in this at all? I mean, or do you just stand and tell your story? I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, it really isn't acting because it's our true life story and it's just us being us, it's our
personalities and
right.
I have a dance background. You can bet your boots that I'm going to bust out some sort of dance move at some point.
Yeah, that's true.
Whatever. Or I don't think I'll do any namastes or unless I get like Rotten Tomatoes thrown at me, I might just fall into a shavasana.
Yeah, we're just going to throw this into a down dog. That's all
right.
Everybody just enjoy the view.
They might appreciate a little down dog action.
Yeah.
Every girl kind of does their own little thing. So. There's it's not just standing there.
Right.
We're very we move and we
cool.
animate
okay.
it.
Well,
and
I'm curious about it now. So
yes.
Everybody check it out May 17th next week. What time does it start,
I think doors open at
9.
O'clock. Yeah.
9.
Mm-hmm. We have the pink carpet.
The pink carpet first.
The pink carpet.
The pink carpet.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and tickets are online obviously on the website for all the upcoming shows. So if for some reason you see that May 17th is sold out, don't let that deter you from getting tickets to another show.
PiecesLA.com.
Right, cuz there's shows in June, July, August and September, so you guys can buy tickets for any of these shows.
Yeah.
The website is PiecesLA.com. And, of course, Mia and Andrea in the studio. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks
it's
so
been
much
great.
For having
you guys
us.
Are a lot of fun.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you made it. And
all
the best to you. Everybody go check it
out. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you have a great birthday, Sam.
Oh,
we've enjoyed it. Thanks
I already
so much.
Am. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you on Monday.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning. with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.